This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Iowa Attorney General's office says two Lee County Sheriff's deputies were justified for their roles in a shooting last week. Special Assistant Attorney General Scott Brown says Deputy Dakota Foley's decision to shoot Josh Wellborn was reasonable. Brown says Foley and Deputy Evan Bentley faced a potential combatant armed with a dangerous weapon that could have injured or killed either officer. The shooting occurred at a home in Montrose just after midnight on June 12th. The Sheriff's Department says the deputies were sent there on a burglary call. Upon their arrival, Wellborn walked out of the home holding a large hammer. He had blood on his hands. Foley pointed his weapon at Wellborn and told him to stop, but Wellborn kept walking towards the deputies. He got within an arm's length of Bentley and raised the hammer. That's when Foley shot Wellborn in the chest. Scott Brown says Foley demonstrated great restraint in his actions, attempting to resolve the situation peacefully and only shooting when needed. Brown says he gathered much of the information for his report from Foley's body camera. Bentley's body camera was not activated until after the shooting. Wellborn survived the shooting. He's been released from the hospital and is now housed in the Lee County Jail. Sheriff Stacy Weber says Wellborn is charged with first-degree burglary, second-degree criminal mischief, and assault on a peace officer. Weber released part of the body camera footage on the Sheriff's Department's Facebook page. He says some of it was withheld because of the criminal charges pending against Wellborn. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.